Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Kahir Chisate. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has stated that Delhi will get world-class urban infrastructure now. Addressing BJP workers at party headquarters in New Delhi last evening, Mr. Modi emphasized that NDA means good governance and development. He asserted that the youth born in the 21st century will now see BJP's good governance in Delhi for the first time. The Prime Minister said that Delhi Assembly polls results are indicative of the trust the country has in the BJP's double-engine government.
Delhi ki yuva pidi 21st sadi mein paida hue sathi ab pehli baar Delhi mein bhajpa ka sushasan dekhenge. Aaj ke natije dikhate hain ki bhajpa ki double-engine sarkar ke liye desh mein kitna bharosa.
He emphasized that Delhi is not just a city but a mini-India that lives the idea of Ek Bharat, Shrestha Bharat. Mr. Modi pledged that every promise made to Nari Shakti would be fulfilled and added that women voters have become BJP's shield. Nagaland State Department of Health and Family Welfare held the first review meeting for the year 2025 under the chairmanship of Health and Family Welfare Minister P. Paiwang Konyak in Kohima on Friday. During the meeting, the minister directed officials from the various divisions to ensure smooth functioning of the department in delivering services to the people. Director cum Dean of Nagaland Institute of Medical Sciences and Research, Dr. Soumya Chakraborty, highlighted the status of the college, adding that the college is well functioning and ensuring high standards in education. With regard to the status of the upcoming Mon Medical College, the executive engineer in charge expressed confidence that the infrastructure would be completed by November 2026. On the shortage of manpower of various categories, the minister directed the principal director to convene a meeting and submit action plan report in the next review meeting. On recruitment of staff nurses, he informed that the recruitment will be based on the approval of the cabinet. The meeting also deliberated on the redundant posts and a committee was constituted to undertake redesignation of various posts. During the discussions on transfer and posting, Mr. Konyak directed the committee to prioritize specialists to be posted in district hospitals. The minister also directed the drug control to immediately shut down all pharmacies operating without registration, license or operating by unqualified pharmacies found during the statewide tour held in November last year. Member of Nagaland Legislative Assembly and Naga People's Front Legislature, party leader Kujolizo Azo Nyenu has expressed concern of the state of Naga society, calling it directionless due to social and political fragmentation. Mr. Nyenu stated this while addressing the closing ceremony of the 38th PEC District Sports Association at PEC Town yesterday and attributed the current state of uncertainty to disunity, self-interest and multiple factions that have left both society and politics without clear leadership or direction. Calling for a more serious approach to sports, Mr. Nyenu stressed that Nagas must take decisive choices in all aspects of life rather than being lost in a paradox of choices. Union Minister of Commerce and Industry Piyush Goyal has urged the pharmaceutical industry to prioritize quality and innovation, positioning itself as the driving force behind India's medical advancements. Addressing the 63rd annual day program of the Indian Drug Manufacturers Association in Mumbai yesterday, Mr. Goyal stated that while the Indian pharmaceutical industry has made significant progress, there is still a long way to go. He emphasized that all companies in the sector, both large and small, must work together as a cohesive unit to make the country proud. Mr. Goyal also urged industry professionals to act as whistleblowers against companies producing spurious drugs which tarnish the sector's reputation. Highlighting the importance of collaboration, he stressed that public, private and academic partnerships in innovation and research are key to the industry's future. He called upon young professionals and women in the sector to take on leadership roles. Assuring full government support, Mr. Goyal reiterated the commitment to simplifying regulations, facilitating innovation and addressing industry concerns to enhance the ease of doing business. With that, we come to the end of morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20 p.m. Have a nice day.